Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, I have Owen Whittleson, co-host of the Arrowheads Abroad podcast. The Arrowheads Abroad podcast is a podcast that covers the Kansas City Chiefs and the National Football League from a UK perspective in the United Kingdom. On the program, we discuss the Kansas City Chiefs, their role to the big game, also talk about what they had to do in the AFC Championship and their strategies to try to get a victory against the San Francisco 49ers. Also, we talk about maybe the possibility of the big game being played in London sooner than later. Owen is coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
How powerful is Cox Internet? Powerful enough to keep fans across the country in the action on the biggest game days of the year. Whether you're one of 65,000 fans at Allegiant Stadium or you're streaming the game at home with America's fastest download speeds powered by fiber. Whenever it matters most, Cox keeps you connected. Cox Internet is connected to the premises via coaxial connection. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Cox terms and other restrictions may apply. Analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data. Fixed median download speeds. US Q3 2023.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ruben Patel with Patient Plus Urgent Care. These days, it can be hard to find the time and money to take care of yourself. We're here to help with our new Urgent Care membership. Starting at $20 a month, the same as your car wash membership, visit any of our locations for that scratchy throat, runny nose, fever, chills, or any injury. Visit patientplusuc.com/membership for more information. patientplusuc.com/membership.
Modern life is noisy. Noise is everywhere. Excessive noise is harmful, linked to sleep deprivation, hearing loss, and heart disease. Should noise be the price we pay for progress? Actually, no. Many noise sources have quieter options. Gas-powered landscaping equipment is obsolete, with battery-powered options greatly reducing noise and air pollution. Audible car alarms are obsolete, with vehicle immobilizers and GPS tracking providing silent anti-theft technologies. Quieter backup warning sounds are available, and adjustable directional sounds are less intrusive. So what can you do to reduce noise levels? Talk to store and building managers about safe sound levels. Work with elected officials and the police to strengthen noise enforcement. Join Noise Free America, a coalition to promote quiet.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. The Kansas City Chiefs are back in the big game. They have another opportunity to raise the Lombardi Trophy once again. And somebody that has been on the program on numerous occasions, love his insights on not just the Kansas City Chiefs, but respectively how Chiefs fans feel in the United Kingdom. Let's welcome him back to the program. He is the co-host of the Arrowheads Abroad podcast. This is the podcast that takes a look at things, not just at the Kansas City Chiefs, but from the NFL as a whole, from a United Kingdom perspective. Let's head across the pond to England and say hello once again to Owen Whittleson. Hey, Owen, what's going on, my man?
Hi, it's great to be back. Yes, been a while.
Yeah, indeed. Great to have you back on the program, Owen. And as always, thank you again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. So we're going to get into the Chiefs with the big game coming up against the 49ers. But I want to start off just talking about the Chiefs' victory over the Ravens in the AFC Championship. Owen, what were some of the things that caught your eye in the Chiefs' win when beating the Ravens?
Yeah, it was a hard-fought game. I mean, they're a great team, highly regarded as the best team in the AFC, if not the NFL, going into the game. Obviously, they were the favorite, the Ravens. So, yeah, a tough team. One of the games that I was most nervous about going into it, wasn't overly confident in the Chiefs being able to pull off the win, but I proved myself wrong once again. Always got to trust in Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid and that defense get the job done, and they did. Played well against the Ravens, really good scheme, really good defensively, holding 23 points in the second half. So, yeah, another Spags masterclass, and here we are again in the Super Bowl. It's a great feeling.
Indeed, it's a great feeling, man. It's been a tough year for Kansas City. The sentiment has been toughness, resiliency, the ability
to have that bounce back. And we're going to go more into detail with the Chiefs just having the same sentiment coming into the big one. But I just want to go briefly over just some of the statistics for the Chiefs with them beating the Ravens in the AFC Championship game. I just want to start off with the running game for a moment. Go, man, he has been such a big asset to the Kansas City Chiefs in that offense. Isaiah had 24 carries for 68 yards and a rushing touchdown. Give me your thoughts on Isaiah and his play against the Ravens.
Yeah, it's been great to see Pacheco play well all season. He's been such a consistent running back for us. Seems like an every down kind of back. Really plays well, runs hard, runs physical, and that's just what you want to give the offense a nice balance, especially with the struggles that the receiver has been having this season. Great to have him in the backfield. I hope he goes off for more yards in the Super Bowl as well against a strong Niners defense. But I think he's had a great season and he played well against the Ravens as well, as did the rest of the running back room with Clyde as well. Looking forward to what these guys can do in the Super Bowl.
Rightfully so. Isaiah's definitely made a name for himself in such a short amount of time in Kansas City. Somebody that we've talked about for a while, Owen, and you've always sung the praises of this wide receiver, Rashee Rice. Rashee had 8 catches for 46 yards. Give me your thoughts on Rashee's play in the AFC Championship game.
Yeah, brilliant. Really came into his own as the season wore on. Obviously, it was a bit slow to start, but really started like turning into a true number one receiver for us and one of Patrick Mahomes' most reliable options this season. So, yeah, it's been great to see his development over the course of the year. And it's obvious now why she's picked him. He's electric. He's a great player, really good with the ball in his hands and really good picking up those yak yards. So, just a great, great player. Had a great game against the Ravens as well. A much-needed piece, again, with some inconsistencies in that receiver room. He's really turned into a solid option for Mahomes this postseason. I'm really happy for him, and he's climbing that that rookie season yardage all time, which is good. He might have a chance to break Jamar Chase's record in the Super Bowl. I think he needs something like 180 yards in the Super Bowl to have the most yards by a rookie receiver in the postseason. So yeah, hopefully he can get that done. And I don't see why he can't. He's been a great receiver for us, especially in the back end of the year.
You're absolutely right about Rashee, Owen. He's definitely been a viable asset again to that Chiefs offense. And again, in the absence of a big play receiver, and of course with the drop and sees they've had at that position, Rashee Rice was one of the few bright spots on the Kansas City offense. We'll get back to the offense in just a moment. There's a couple of names that I would like to mention on the defensive side. George Karloftis, Justin Reed, Tershawn Wharton, and Charles Omenihu all recorded sacks on the defensive side against the Ravens. Give me your thoughts on those gentlemen making plays against the Ravens.
Yeah, I mean, it's turned into one of the best units in the NFL defensively. The Chiefs are absolutely flying on defense. Seems to be getting even better as the season went on, and put up a great performance against one of the better offenses in the league with the Ravens. All those guys you mentioned, Dogs. It's a shame about Omenihu going down with the ACL tear in that game, so we'll miss him for the Super Bowl, which is obviously going to be a big hit because he's been second best pass rusher for this team after Chris Jones. So yeah, he's definitely going to be a loss, but the other guys, I hope they keep flying about in the Super Bowl against the Niners like they did against the Ravens and even before that, because it's a nice balanced defense with loads of different guys that can step up and play their role, and when that happens the whole unit as well. So yeah, there's obviously a couple of stars in that defense, Chris Jones and Reed, Darius Sneed, but as a unit all the guys play really well, and you can't go much further than Spags and the job he's done to help bring these guys to where they need to be and get them making plays all over the field. So, yeah, it's a great unit, and it's a well-coached unit, so you can't go wrong.
Absolutely, and you mentioned the architect of the defense this year for Kansas City, Steve Spagnuolo, has done a good job with these guys and the talent that they have on that roster. Somebody else that made a big play on the defensive side, he recorded an interception, Deion Bush. Give me your thoughts on Deion's play against the Ravens.
Yeah, obviously coming in off the bench, he's not a starter safety. I think he came in because, it escapes me who, but our safety went down on a play and he came in for like two or three snaps. On one of those snaps, he managed to come down with the ball and get a vital red zone turnover. So, like, what a moment to step up in one of the biggest games of his career yet. So, a great moment for him and help build his team on to the Super Bowl. So, yeah, really happy that all guys across the roster, across the depth chart on this defense are making plays. It's not just relying on one star player or a handful of star players. It's across the board. Everyone on that defense is playing well. And it showed against the Ravens with him stepping up and making a vital interception. So, yeah, it's a team effort that helped hold the Ravens to 3 points and get that win. So, yeah, credit to all the defense and these guys that step up and make their moments when they can, and he did.
Absolutely. Kudos to Deion and the defense on doing their part. Speaking of doing their part, man, what can you say about head coach Andy Reid, right, Owen? Since he's arrived in KC, he's just been consistent. When Alex Smith was the quarterback, there were some playoff appearances and did a good job. Alex gets hurt. The Patrick Mahomes era begins. And Mahomes, in his second year in the league, becomes the full-time starter. And it's just been one heck of a ride with Reed and Mahomes. And what we've seen Andy Reid do before as the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, those years of consistent playoff appearances, NFC championships, and to take that same consistency and bring it over to Kansas City, it's just been phenomenal. Give me your thoughts on head coach Andy Reid winning the AFC championship and marching on once again to the big game.
Yeah, you can't have enough love for Big Red and what he's done in Kansas City. It's been sensational to watch the turnaround of this franchise since he became a head coach. And even beforehand, I think his career as a head coach was kind of underrated in the Alex Smith days and in the Eagles days, because he still took that team to a Super Bowl. And the Eagles unfortunately lose to Tom Brady's Patriots, but plenty of people have lost to Tom Brady's Patriots in the Super Bowl. So you can't hold that against him too much. But yeah, he's had a great career even before the Patrick Mahomes era. He's such a fantastic head coach, brilliant offensive mind, one of the best the NFL's ever seen. He brings out all his best stuff in the biggest games, and that's helped him propel him to where he is now, a multiple Super Bowl winner and with five Super Bowl like appearances under his belt now. It's a really impressive CV that he's put himself together, or resume, as the Americans say, that he's put himself together, and long may it continue with this great team that he's got now. So, yeah, I'm really happy for him. He's a great mind, a great offensive mind. So I want to see him have more success, and I want to see him have more success in Kansas City wearing that red. So, yeah, let's go.
Yeah, hopefully the best continues to get better for Andy Reid. Just been a model of consistency for so long, of being an offensive coordinator for the Green Bay Packers and then transitioning to the Philadelphia Eagles, great seasons, and now having great seasons with the Kansas City Chiefs. And definitely we're watching history in the making. And there's a play off of a song, and Bad Blood. And let's just say Andy Reid hasn't had a lot of bad blood with a popular tight end. His name is Travis Kelce, and he's been awesome since he's arrived in KC. Again, went through the Alex Smith era. That was nice, but when him and Patrick Mahomes got together, man, there hasn't been any bad blood between him and Patrick. Travis, in the AFC Championship game, 11 catches, 116 yards, and a touchdown. Give me your thoughts on Travis's play in the AFC Championship game.
Yeah, I'm liking the little nod to Taylor Swift there, the Taylor Swift reference. It's great. Yeah, he's had such a great season, Travis Kelce. Had some doubts, you know, as the regular season was wearing on, and people were saying that he was kind of, you know, not himself and wasn't playing as well, and whatever you might put that down to, his age or any external factors. But I mean, in these playoffs, he's shown up, and he's shown up in a big way. He 11 straight catches with no drops in the AFC Championship game for nearly 100 yards, or just over 100 yards. And he just proved that he's still that guy, and he's going to keep on making plays for this team. It's so great seeing him go out there and work, and watching the partnership that Mahomes and Kelce have as the all-time playoff touchdown duo now. So it's great just watching those guys get to work, and it's honestly it's a pleasure watching them play football, because it's so much fun, and they know each other so well, that this chemistry that they've got is brilliant. And Andy Reid just fits into that and plays on that so well as well. So it's a great trio to have. And it's why the Chiefs have been so successful over the past how many years. It's because of those three core guys on offense that have willed us through, even when, you know, the waters get a bit rocky and it's not looking as comfortable as it might be in the past. They still managed to get it done. So consistency is key here. And I think the Chiefs have proved that with those three guys, anything's possible.
You're absolutely right. Not just with Kelce, but just with Mahomes and Reed. I mean, that they've been such a consistent connection for a long time, and hopefully they can continue it for many seasons to come. Knock on wood, depending on any outside forces, no pun intended, but Travis did his thing in the AFC Championship game. And let's talk about him. You mentioned him, Patrick Mahomes. I mean, we're watching greatness at work. Completed 30 out of 39 passes for 241 yards and a touchdown pass. Your thoughts on Patrick in the AFC Championship game?
I mean, what more can you say about him? He has continued to, as you said, be great, getting it done, no matter what the weather is, no matter what the situation is, no matter what odds are stacked up against him. I think this was a year where he really seems to have become that villain in the NFL where people want him to lose and they don't want him to have success because of how prolonged it's been now for this Chiefs team and with him at the helm. He's been on a tear. I mean, this is his fourth Super Bowl appearance in 5 years. He's won two of them already. He might make it 75% and win three out of four. And if he does that, we're on the path to greatness and true greatness up there with only a handful of quarterbacks that have the talent and the skill set and the accolades to back it up. You're talking like Montana and Brady, and I don't think he's there yet. I think he's got a long way ahead of him, but to have three Super Bowls and two Super Bowl MVPs, two regular season MVPs under his belt at 28 years old with a third possibly on the way this Sunday, it's hard not to regard him along the all-time greats of quarterback now. And I think it's been a fun season in Kansas City because of all the doubt and him riding that doubt and still putting on great performances and getting us to where we are today. But I just look forward to him doing it for so much longer because he's still so young. What a player. I can't wait.
Yeah, indeed, Owen. The best is definitely yet to come for Patrick Mahomes. I think we're just watching him hit his prime. And I think, knock on wood, he's been healthy and he's hardly had any injuries throughout his career. His line, he's been blessed, and he's been blessed with a talented offensive line throughout his short NFL career, and the numbers are going to continue to add up, and we're watching greatness at work with Patrick Mahomes. All right, Owen, so now the big game is here. So the Chiefs handled their business beating the Baltimore Ravens in the AFC Championship game. The San Francisco 49ers handled their business beating the Detroit Lions in the NFC Championship game. So now we've got the big one in Las Vegas, 49ers and Chiefs. I have to ask you, first question, we know about the San Francisco's offense, Brock Purdy, Christian McCaffrey, George Kittle, Debo Samuel, and a host of others. What do you think are going to be the keys to victory for the Chiefs defense to neutralize the 49ers offense?
I mean, it's a hard question to ask any defense. How do you stop this 49ers offense? Because there are so many pieces, like you mentioned, the list goes on for the amount of skill position weapons that Brock Purdy has to play with. So it's a tough team to defend. Because obviously, you have to look at the run with Christian McCaffrey, and then that opens up passing lanes, and it's a whole box of frogs, as we say over here in England. It's a difficult team to defend against. But if anyone could do it, I think it's Spags with this defense. The way he's got them working, the way he's got them playing together as a unit. It's not just one star. Like I said, that there are those pieces and those stars that we do have that can shine when the light's brightest. But it's a strong unit across the board. And you've got to hope that everyone rallies and steps up and plays their role and plays Spags' scheme to perfection. Because it's a tough team to play against, tough offense to play against. So I think if we can slow Christian McCaffrey down and make Brock Purdy beat us, then I think that'll be our best way to winning, because if we let him control the ball with the run game, then we'll put ourselves in a tight spot, especially if they get a lead. So if we can slow that run game down and make Brock Purdy make long distance third downs and keep the ball moving consistently down the field, I think that'll be our best chance of winning. and just making them unstable.
You mentioned the key element in the San Francisco offense, and that's Christian McCaffrey. Man, he is so good. I think if he's not, I know he's one of the best, and some people say he is the best running back in the NFL currently. Christian is so dynamic since he's been with the 49ers in such a short amount of time. And let's move over to the other side of the ball, Kansas City's offense. We mentioned Mahomes, Kelce, Pacheco, Rashee Rice, and San Francisco's defense, Nick Bosa, Arik Armstead, Charvarius Ward, Fred Warner, Dre Greenlaw, just to name a few. So many talented players on that 49ers defense. What do you think are going to be the keys to victory for the Chiefs offense to get points on the 49ers defense?
I think sharing the ball. I think trusting the receivers that we've got on the roster, because although they've had their issues during the regular season, players like MVS has really stepped up in the playoffs and made two really, really important catches for us, one against the Bills and one against the Ravens. And they were very, very similar balls to ones that he had dropped in the regular season deep down the field. So, yeah, I think spread the ball out is the best way to do it. I think if they're focusing on and honing in on Travis Kelce and to take that threat away, then I think Mahomes needs to trust himself, trust his instincts, and trust these guys catching the ball, because they've been playing their best football in the past few weeks. So we've just got to hope that trajectory continues and these guys continue to step up. I think Rashee Rice is in for a big game if they do try to cover Kelce and take Kelce out of the equation. So hopefully that frees up some of the other guys. And if Pacheco can handle the football and can consistently, don't need to break too many huge plays to keep this offense churning, but just be consistently picking up 4 yards and 5 yards down the field when he gets the ball in his hands, and I think we're in with a shot of putting up points against 49ers defense. But then saying that, the Niners defense is really good. You can't take credit away from either side of this 49ers team, because they are so good on both sides of the ball, and they're well coached. Kyle Shanahan is notorious for being a great offensive mind, but defensively they're well coached as well, and it's going to be a struggle. It's not going to be easy. These really are two Titan teams going up against each other. I think it's going to be better than the Super Bowl 54 when we last came up against the 49ers. It feels like both teams are stronger now. The Chiefs are stronger on defense. Although we don't have Tyreek Hill, I feel like we're more balanced in offense. We've got a stronger run game now. I'm looking forward to this game, because it is going to be two really, really good teams who are good in all phases of the game going up against each other. So it's going to be a thriller.
Yeah, I think this game is definitely going to be a thriller. And, the NFL is a quarterback's league, Owen. And at the end of the day, it could come down to the quarterbacks showcasing their talents, Patrick Mahomes and Brock Purdy. Do you think it's going to come down to the quarterbacks deciding the game, or do you think it's going to be other X factors in this?
I think if it were to come down to that, it would play in favor of the Chiefs if it is a quarterback versus a quarterback matchup. Just no discredit to Brock Purdy. I think what he's done with his team and leading this team to where they are has been really impressive, especially for a guy that was so undervalued coming into the NFL, being drafted the last pick of the draft. So what he's done in San Francisco is really impressive. The pieces around him and the coaching he's had from Kyle Shanahan has obviously helped. So with Mahomes, I just give him the edge over Purdy. So if it did happen to come down to a quarterback against quarterback like show off, you've got to take Mahomes, especially with the history he's had in the league. It's hard to bet against him at this stage. So I think that will play well into the Chiefs' hands. But I think it'll be a well-rounded game in general. I think there's going to be a lot of ground action with these two great running backs, Christian McCaffrey and Isaiah Pacheco, and both have strong passing offenses as well. So I don't think it'll be solely on the quarterback. I think this will be a really balanced game across all phases, both on the Chiefs and the 49ers. So it's going to be real team effort to see who comes out on top. I don't think there's going to be too many opportunities for one guy to go out there and be that difference maker, because I think that all the players on the field are going to be playing well. So on both sides of the ball. I'm really looking forward to seeing how this one pans out, because there is just so much talent across both teams. So it's going to be a really balanced game, and it's just about who makes that moment and who makes that game their game. So, yeah, it's going to be a really fun watch.
Indeed, it is going to be a fun watch. And I've got to ask you this. Will the Chiefs be the heroes or will they be the anti-heroes in this game?
I'm liking the Chiefs as the villains. I'm liking this villain era that the Chiefs are entering with everyone disliking us and everyone putting us down, because it fuels some kind of fire in these players, and you can see it behind their eyes. You can see that fire that's burning inside of them, and you just saw an opening night in Allegiant Stadium with all the fans in the stands booing the Chiefs as they were coming out and booing during the interviews. There's a feeling around the NFL that they want a big 49ers victory. I'm liking the villain arc. I'm liking entering that villain era, shall we say? Because it's going to be interesting to see how the Chiefs handle that pressure and handle that expectation. Because that's how true dynasties are looked at when they do become dynasties, like the Patriots. Everyone hated the Patriots towards the end of their tenure, so. It's going to be fun seeing the Chiefs as the villain, because I feel like they've been regarded as the heroes of the NFL and this fresh look on the NFL for so long. So, yeah, I'm enjoying the change of stance that the NFL has around the Chiefs. And bring it on. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, absolutely. It is refreshing. And the Chiefs have had a very tough, a very interesting year. That seems to be the motto of their 2023 season, resiliency and toughness and having that desire and digging way down deep inside. And surely it's going to be a fantastic game between the San Francisco 49ers and the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, Owen, you're based out of England. You're based in the United Kingdom. So I got to ask you, what's the buzz like in the UK amongst the Chiefs fans being in the big game?
Yeah, it's good. It's strange because obviously a lot of Chiefs fans, they've lived through the dark ages and they've seen just how bad an NFL franchise could be, especially in the early 2010s. This Chiefs franchise was not in a good way. So then seeing the complete reverse of that and seeing that the sustained success that the Chiefs have had, it's been really great as a fan to watch that, no matter where in the world you're watching from. Staying up late, knowing you're going to be in for a great show rather than staying up late to watch your team get absolutely destroyed. It's a good change of pace, and it's a great mood lifter for Chiefs fans across the world, especially here in Europe and in the United Kingdom. We're enjoying the ride and we're hoping it continues for much longer, because like I said, it's easy to get dragged down to earth in the NFL. I feel like it's reality does kick in eventually. So whilst the times are good, you just got to enjoy it and ride that wave.
You said it best, Owen. You have to enjoy that ride. You have to enjoy that wave, because, you know, you don't want to take anything for granted. And certainly the NFL has enjoyed some great dynasties. And we wondered, even if they won the big one, would they get back? Unfortunately, they never get back. But we're currently watching something special, and this is certainly, we don't want to take this for granted. And I wanted to stay not just with the United Kingdom, but specifically with England. The NFL International Series has continued to move leaps and bounds with having games in England, Germany, Mexico, and the NFL has announced that there will be a game played in Brazil, in Sao Paulo to be exact, with the Philadelphia Eagles being in the game. As of right now, their opponent has not been named, but the game will be played, supposed to be on a Friday night, I believe. I want to ask you, I know with a game being played in Brazil, I got to ask you this question, because I always ask you this from time to time. The possibility of a Super Bowl being played in London, will it be sooner or later?
Oof, I mean, it's a big ask, because the Super Bowl is one of the biggest sporting moments of the year globally, regardless of what sport or what country you're from. The Super Bowl is huge. It's a huge event and it's a huge spectacle that's obviously loved around the world. And I'm obviously really thankful for the NFL International Series and obviously, because it does take games away from American fans, so I can't thank like the NFL enough for bringing those games over there, and thanking the fans for letting us have a couple of games over in Europe and in South America too, because it does really help make that game global. But I don't know, I feel like there'd be a lot of England fans that want it to happen and they want the Super Bowl to come over here, but I kind of want the NFL to remain a predominantly American product. I feel like it's obviously your game, it's your sport. We're just lucky enough to enjoy it, and we get the odd game every now and again from over here. But yeah, I like the Super Bowl staying in America. I mean, one day, sure, I'd love it to happen to see London host a Super Bowl, maybe another European country. But I don't want to take that amazing spectacle away from you guys. And you've already given us enough with these regular season games. So I'm just enjoying the International Series as it is at the moment. I went out to Germany to watch the Chiefs play the Dolphins back in October time. So, yeah, I'm just enjoying the ride as a European fan. And yeah, we want you guys to have your fun as well.
I want to stage this with you mentioned you went to the game in Germany. Well, in Frankfurt, to be exact, what was that experience like?
Oh, it was brilliant. It was so great. Obviously, going to the International Series in London is really fun. But then being able to take that to another country that's not America and go visit Germany, it was great for the weekend. We went out there with the Arrowheads Abroad team, and it was just great seeing so many fans from around the world come together and enjoy a sport they love. So again, you can't thank the NFL, the American community enough for allowing that to happen and letting these games come over, because it is always a blast when they do happen. It was a great game. We obviously took an early lead and then nearly lost it towards the end of the second half. But again, the Chiefs defense pulled out as they've been doing all year and secured us that win. So yeah, it was a great game, a great experience heading out to Frankfurt with the guys. And yeah, when the Chiefs come over, I'm sure we'll be heading over to wherever they play to go watch them again. So yeah, it was great.
The NFL continues to expand its international presence, and I think it's going to be sooner than later that a Super Bowl will be played in London. Not next year or in the next few years, but it's definitely on the back burner. And you heard it from him. He is Owen Whittleson. He is the co-host of the Arrowheads Abroad podcast. Owen, as always, again, thank you so much for being on the program. Just tell everybody what's going on over at Arrowheads Abroad.
It's a pleasure. Thanks for having me. Arrowheads Abroad is great. I've been doing it for years now. We got weekly podcasts during the season, and then they get a bit more sporadic when there's the off season's in. But we still get some in during the draft, and we still have that draft hype as well. Predominantly from a Chiefs perspective, but we kind of give a bit of an outside perspective as well. Just being NFL fans in Europe and in the United Kingdom, you get to hear voices from Scotland, Ireland, and a couple of places in England too. So yeah, it's a great group of guys, and we just talk about the Chiefs, talk about the NFL, and we have a lot of fun, and we do meetups every now and again. We went to Dublin last year for the Super Bowl win over the Eagles, and like you said, we went to Frankfurt earlier this year. So yeah, had some great meetups with the guys in the past couple of years, and when we can, obviously we get out to Kansas City too to catch a game. That's a bit more rare, but yeah, it's always great doing those meetups, and the podcasts keep us going, and we hope that you guys enjoy them as much as we do making them. So yeah, it's great.
Indeed, it is great, and we definitely enjoy them. So one more, Owen, let everybody know where they can find you on social media as well as Arrowheads Abroad. Any of those social media platforms, any websites, let the listeners know that as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So Arrowheads Abroad are on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all your usual social media places. We've actually not reached out on TikTok yet, but we should look at doing that, because I think we could have some fun over on TikTok too, but that's not set up yet. We're at @KCChiefs_UK on Twitter, and we're Arrowheads Abroad on Facebook. And then you can find me @WhittlesonOwen on Twitter.
Solid, and you heard it from him. He is Owen Whittleson. He is the co-host of the Arrowheads Abroad podcast. The podcast covers the Kansas City Chiefs as well as the National Football League from a United Kingdom perspective. Owen, as always, this was a lot of fun, and if ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's been great fun as always.
You're welcome. We'll be back with more right after this.
Modern life is noisy. Noise is everywhere. Excessive noise is harmful, linked to sleep deprivation, hearing loss, and heart disease. Should noise be the price we pay for progress? Actually, no. Many noise sources have quieter options. Gas-powered landscaping equipment is obsolete, with battery-powered options greatly reducing noise and air pollution. Audible car alarms are obsolete, with vehicle immobilizers and GPS tracking providing silent anti-theft technologies. Quieter backup warning sounds are available, and adjustable directional sounds are less intrusive. So what can you do to reduce noise levels. Talk to store and building managers about safe sound levels. Work with elected officials and the police to strengthen noise enforcement. Join Noise Free America, a coalition to promote quiet.
How powerful is Cox Internet? Powerful enough to keep fans across the country in the action on the biggest game days of the year. Whether you're one of 65,000 fans at Allegiant Stadium or you're streaming the game at home with America's fastest download speeds powered by fiber. Whenever it matters most, Cox keeps you connected. Cox Internet is connected to the premises via coaxial connection. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Cox terms and other restrictions may apply. Analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data. Fixed median download speeds. US Q3 2023.
You've seen his specials on Amazon, Netflix, Showtime, and more. Don't miss an evening with Steve Trevino.
Babe, can I go with Steve and have a drink at the casino? And then she started to speak wife. She looked at him right in the face and she goes, "You can do whatever you want." And his dumb goes, "Told ya." I go, "Oh, no, no, no. It's a trap. It's a trap."
Saturday, February 10th, Beau Rivage. Tickets on sale now at BeauRivage.com.
Must be 12 accompanied by someone 21 plus at all times. Schedule subject to change. Some restrictions may apply.
How powerful is Cox Internet? Powerful enough to keep fans across the country in the action on the biggest game days of the year. Whether you're one of 65,000 fans at Allegiant Stadium or you're streaming the game at home with America's fastest download speeds powered by fiber. Whenever it matters most, Cox keeps you connected. Cox Internet is connected to the premises via coaxial connection. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Cox terms and other restrictions may apply. Analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data. Fixed median download speeds. US Q3 2023.
You've seen his specials on Amazon, Netflix, Showtime, and more. Don't miss an evening with Steve Trevino.
Babe, can I go with Steve and have a drink at the casino? And then she started to speak wife. She looked at him right in the face and she goes, "You can do whatever you want." And his dumb goes, "Told ya." I go, "Oh, no, no, no. It's a trap. It's a trap."
Saturday, February 10th, Beau Rivage. Tickets on sale now at BeauRivage.com.
Must be 12 accompanied by someone 21 plus at all times. Schedule subject to change. Some restrictions may apply.
All right, everybody, that's going to do it for another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. Once again, a big special thank you to Owen Whittleson, co-host of the Arrowheads Abroad podcast. Make sure you check out the podcast. It covers the Kansas City Chiefs and the National Football League from a UK perspective over in the United Kingdom. And as always, remember, until next time, put God first in everything you do and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.
How powerful is Cox Fiber? Powerful enough to keep fans across the country in the action on the biggest game days of the year. Whether you're one of 65,000 fans at Allegiant Stadium or you're streaming the game at home with Cox Fiber from the company with America's fastest download speeds, whenever it matters most, Cox keeps you connected. Limited availability in select areas. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Cox terms and other restrictions may apply. Analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data. Fixed median download speeds. US Q3 2023.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FACE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FACE. Enjoy.
Welcome back to Good Advice with me, the BR Telco Operator. Caller, you're on.
I need to know there's something better out there for me. At this rate, I'll never be happy.
Let me guess, broken promises. Feels like it's never going to pay off?
Exactly.
It sounds like you need the BR Telco Gold Card. With its low rate, no balance transfer fees, and real-time card controls, it'll be love at first swipe.
I was talking about my boyfriend.
Oh, well, games aren't good in love or finance.
Save on high-rate credit card balances today. Apply now at brtelco.org/transfer. Federally insured by NCUA.
It's the biggest Sunday of the year. No, that's not why.
It's not because of the big game?
Nope. It's because you get a free 2-liter Pepsi when you buy a regular price extra large whole pizza with the Racetrack Rewards app.
That does sound like a great offer. And pizza's always better with Pepsi.
Just download the app and enjoy hot, fresh pizza and your favorite Pepsi product while you cheer on your team.
Available at participating racetrack locations from 2/9 through 2/11 or while supplies last.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ruben Patel with Patient Plus Urgent Care. These days, it can be hard to find the time and money to take care of yourself. We're here to help with our new Urgent Care membership. Starting at $20 a month, the same as your car wash membership, visit any of our locations for that scratchy throat, runny nose, fever, chills, or any injury. Visit patientplusuc.com/membership for more information. patientplusuc.com/membership.
How powerful is Cox Fiber? Powerful enough to keep fans across the country in the action on the biggest game days of the year. Whether you're one of 65,000 fans at Allegiant Stadium or you're streaming the game at home with Cox Fiber from the company with America's fastest download speeds, whenever it matters most, Cox keeps you connected. Limited availability in select areas. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Cox terms and other restrictions may apply. Analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data. Fixed median download speeds. US Q3 2023.
T-Mobile 5G home internet can leave you with slower speeds during its busiest hours. Why deal with that? Switch to Cox internet with 2x faster download speeds than T-Mobile 5G home internet during peak hours. Visit cox.com/5G home to learn more.